At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, so you're ready to kind of dig into something. It's pretty uplifting, actually. We're going to be looking at, the impact the communities can have, but specifically how even, like, the smallest act of generosity can kind of, like, snowball into something so much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a story lined up for you today about a brother and sister, and they decide to collect food for a local food drive.
Yeah.
But, like, as they get into it, it becomes about something so much more.
Right.
Have you ever, like, been part of something like that, where you set out to do something good and then you realize, wow, this is actually making a real difference?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got Oliver and Aaron, our brother and sister team, and they are approaching this food drive with the kind of, I don't know, enthusiasm that most kids reserve for video games, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're all in.
Absolutely.
They're determined to collect more food than anyone else.
And it's interesting because that's where we really start to see the beginning of what Source B called generosity contagion. It's this, like, really cool idea that when people see others being generous, it makes them want to be more generous themselves.
It's true. And we see that with Oliver and Aaron. Because they're not just going door to door asking for cans. Like,
right.
Hey, can you spare a can of beans? They're actually explaining to people what the food drive is all about.
Yeah. Taking the time.
And, like, why it matters. And at one point, Erin even asks Oliver. She's like, what's the point of all this? Like, why are we even doing this? And Oliver explains to her, look, it's about making sure families have enough to eat, especially with Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah. Which, you know, that brings us to the very real issue of food insecurity. Source C talks about how holidays, especially Thanksgiving, can be really hard for families that are struggling.
Oh, absolutely.
People want to celebrate, but they might not be able to afford a big Thanksgiving meal.
It's true. And the story even mentions a character, Mr. Davis. He goes to their church, and he really emphasizes that idea that no one should go hungry, especially during a time when we're supposed to be thankful for what we have.
And I think Mr. Davis's viewpoint really highlights the role that religious institutions can play in communities, because Source D talks about how important they can be, especially when it comes to things like food insecurity and providing a safety net.
They can be really vital.
Yeah.
And what's amazing to me about this story is that Oliver and Aaron don't stop at their neighborhood.
Right. They think bigger.
Yeah. They decide, you know what? We need to go to the grocery store. Let's ask them for donations.
That's great.
They're even like, we should ask the manager.
Yeah. Which is a perfect example of what Source A calls pro-social problem solving. They see a problem, there's not enough food, and they don't just accept it, they take action. And not just any action, they find a way to involve the community, the local businesses.
They get creative.
Absolutely, and that's so important.
So they go back to the church, and they've got, like, a mountain of food.
Wow.
It's amazing. They collected so much, and you can tell they're pretty floored by it.
Oh, yeah, that feeling. Source C talks about how important that sense of accomplishment is, especially when it comes to, you know, doing good deeds and being altruistic. Like, when we see that we can actually make a difference, it makes us want to keep doing it.
Totally. And in this case, their hard work didn't go unnoticed at all. Because, like, later, the pastor announces that this year's food drive was the most successful one ever.
Wow.
And he credits everyone who donated, but he makes a special point to highlight Oliver and Aaron's dedication.
That's fantastic. And it makes me think of collective efficacy, which is something that Source F talks about. It's that shared belief that when people come together, they can actually make something good happen.
It's a really powerful thing to witness. And there's this really sweet moment as they're packing up all the food to be delivered, where Oliver and Aaron kind of have this realization that Thanksgiving isn't just about like the food itself.
Right.
But it's about showing compassion for each other and recognizing that we all need a little help sometimes.
Absolutely. And I think that's something we can all kind of, you know, take with us.
It's a good reminder.
Source G talks about how crucial it is to, you know, practice empathy, especially in today's world where it feels like everything is so divided.
It's more important than ever. It really makes you stop and think, what can each of us do in our own way to make things a little bit better?
Right.
It doesn't have to be this huge grand gesture. It can be something as simple as donating to a food drive or volunteering our time or even just like smiling at someone who looks like they're having a bad day.
Exactly. It all makes a difference.
It really does.